1989. I'm in the home of, this is Francis Durham with the Northville Oral Histories Project, and I'm in the home of Mrs. Lillian Duerson, who is currently living in Allen Terrace, and she's lived in the Northville area for 52 years. Mrs. Duerson, where did you live when you first came to Northville?
I lived up on a hill at the end of Main Street, which was called Bloom's Wood. And there was only one house up there.
And that was your house?
Yeah.
Was this a house that your husband built?
Or? No, it was one that we rented and could only have it for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And so we took it because we were moving to the, to this area where his work would take him. And he was with a cement company in, out of Jackson,
uh-huh.
Michigan.
What was his job?
Well, he was a salesman.
Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you could only live there 6 months. What happened at the end of the six
well,
months?
Well, then we found a house on Baseline.
Uh-huh.
And Baseline is, it's say, 8 miles.
Right. Right.
And we lived there for quite a while. We lived in several places.
Did you usually rent a house or
yes.
or own a house?
No, we rented.
Rented a house. Okay. So you were you'd been married just a short while before moving to Northville.
Yes, we were married in 1932.
Uh huh.
5 years, I think.
5 years. Okay, did you have children when you moved, or did you
yes.
have children after you got here?
No, we had one child. One daughter was three when we moved here.
Uh-huh. What was Northville like at that time as far as, was it just a small, little small town?
Well,
or?
It was very, very quiet, and they didn't have a city manager. They had a clerk, city clerk.
Uh-huh.
And the manager came, I don't remember just what year it was.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't working, I didn't work in the city then. I didn't work in the city until 1950s, but I can't remember. I haven't written that down, and I don't know.
Okay. You had a young daughter then, and you were raising her.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband was a salesman working for a cement company.
Mm-hmm.
So in the early years that you lived here in Northville, you were at home raising your daughter.
That's right. My mother lived with me.
Your mother lived there. Okay. Had she been ill? Or?
No, she just, after my father died, she had to come and live with us.
I see.
And she lived with us for 22 years.
Hmm. Was she able to get out and do
oh, yes.
things?
What yes,
what
was.
Kinds of things did your mother do here in Northville?
Well, she didn't do anything socially.
Uh-huh.
She just things around the home.
Okay. Okay. Did she like Northville?
Yes, I think she liked it.
Good.
She grew up in a log cabin in Big Rapids.
Mm.
And the Indians used to come to the house.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They'd walk right in the log cabin, and sometimes if it was winter, they would go in by the fire to keep warm.
Mm.
And they had deer and wild turkeys and rabbits and usually one cow.
Mm.
And sometimes the Indians would walk right in the house. They would not. They just walk right in.
Hmm. Now, would they have lived on a reservation?
No, they had they bought some land.
Uh huh.
And then this first land that they had was near Lake Chippewa.
Uh huh.
And later they were in about a mile and a half out of town.
Uh huh.
And in a regular house.
Uh huh. Well, then your mother had some interesting experiences.
Yes, she
then,
did have.
Growing up in a log cabin. How old was she when she died?
84.
84.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she lived with you how many years?
22 years.
22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can understand then that with a young daughter
and then a mother living with you. Your early years in Northfield were spent pretty much at home.
Yes, they were.
Okay. Now, you note on your biographical statement that you did work. You worked in the city clerk's office. You worked from 1956 to 1962, 6 years. Where was the city clerk's office located, and what was your job at that time?
It was located right where it is, where the library is.
Uh-huh.
And I think the city clerk's office is in that same building.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it was.
Okay, now this was not the existing building. This was an older building?
Yes, it belonged to a Dr. Lapham, a woman.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know much about her history, about that part of it.
Uh-huh.
But it was just like a middle 1800 farmhouse.
It might have been a farmhouse,
mm-hmm,
then?
Yeah, it could have been.
Okay. And was the space adequate for what had to be done in this office?
Well, the police department was upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And the fines had to be paid for downstairs in the city clerk's office.
Uh-huh.
But the police department was small then. They had a chief of police. I think Joe Denton was the chief of police then.
How big would the police force have been at that time?
Oh, just one car.
One car. not too many problems in Northfield to have to deal with then. Well, that's good. Tell me a little bit about your job as the clerk in the city. As a clerk in the city clerk's office, what was your responsibility?
Well, Mary Alexander was there, and she worked there for 27 years.
And she was the city clerk?
Yes. She did everything.
Uh-huh.
Got out the taxes, sent out the water bills, and very, very responsible, clever woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two daughters that she raised, and stayed right there until she retired.
Uh-huh.
And then by that time, they had a city manager. John Robertson was the first city manager.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of the second one. But Mike Allen was very active in affairs of Northville. He's been a wonderful addition.
Okay, now who is Mike Allen?
Mike Allen, he owns the tombstone business.
Mm. Okay, Allen Monuments.
You know, Monuments.
Which is right there at 7 Mile.
Seven Mile and...
right near the Northfield Funeral Home.
And the Plymouth Northfield Road.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did he have a job with the city?
No, not a job, but he was... He was mayor for many years.
He was the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, was the mayor paid, or was this a volunteer position?
I think he was paid.
Paid, probably a small amount of
mm-hmm.
money, and it was more or less a part-time
yes.
job.
I'm trying to think if there was a Mr. Ely.
Yes, I've heard that
name. He was mayor for quite a while, too.
We'll turn this off because the phone just rang. Okay, we're back on. Mrs. Durson just had to answer the telephone, and she was just telling me before I turned the tape on, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the interview, she's living in Allen Terrace, and she mentioned a gentleman named Mike Allen. So tell me about Mike Allen and how he was involved and why Allen Terrace was named after him.
Well, he's a man that's very lived here a long time, and he's interested in Northville and everything that's best for Northville. And he was mayor for a good many years.
You mentioned he was mayor.
A long time.
Yeah.
And he's still here, and he's still active in the church, Presbyterian Church, and he's active in any city affairs,
uh-huh.
anything that's all for Northville.
Uh-huh. How old a gentleman would he be now?
I imagine in his 60s.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so he was instrumental and seeing that this Allen Terrace was constructed.
Yes, yes, he was.
And this is, you were telling me, this is actually owned by the city of Northville.
Yes.
Allen Terrace is.
Yes.
It's not a governmental housing project or anything.
No, it isn't.
Well, that's great. Do you have any idea how many residents there are here in Allen Terrace?
In the building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are 100 apartments.
100 apartments?
Yes.
Well, that's fair. Are these all one-bedroom apartments?
Yes.
That's nice.
All the same.
Well, that's...
Well, some are a little larger in that they to allow for a wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And some have a larger storeroom.
Uh-huh.
Than others.
Uh-huh.
But, and they try to, you know, make them available for the people that need them.
That speaks pretty well for the city of Northville, that if they build a project for the elderly citizens to live in, that speaks very well.
They wanted to build an addition, but it was kind of too expensive this year, so aren't doing it right now.
Okay. Well, so you've told me now that you work in the city clerk's office. There was a mayor, and it was probably a... Well, first of all, there was a city manager. The city clerk did most of the work at one time. Then a city manager was hired, and then eventually there was a part-time mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned also in your biographical data that you also worked for the Northville Record. Can you tell me how that came about?
I think I applied. It was an ad in the paper, and I applied.
Uh-huh. And what was your job?
To do the society.
Mm-hmm.
Or and any extra things. There were one thing was, how a certain woman had a family of six children, and how she kept her housework up. He said she'd change one bed every day.
Hmm.
And then she wouldn't have to do it all in one day.
Hmm.
And her children have grown up, and they are, I don't think they live here any longer, you know. But that was just little articles that concerned the people who lived here and were in business here.
This would be kind of interest then, because it was kind of real life stories.
Mr. Cummings, when he bought the paper, he wanted it to be a small town country paper, weekly paper, and he wanted a column with showing the people and their interests, where they lived, who they entertained, and when they went on vacation, which was not the best thing to do.
Well,
because
you're inferring the possible
vacant.
Being broken into.
They stopped it. But he just wanted people, and some people wanted their name in the paper a little bit more often than he thought was necessary, but that was all right. He filled a column.
Okay, now, you're applying for a job as a society editor to write articles. Did you have any previous experience in doing this kind of thing?
No, only that little magazine. Or did I tell you that?
No, tell me about the magazine.
Well, there was a magazine in Lansing called Limelight that two young men who were graduates of the University of Michigan. It later went into the direct mail advertising. They did very well with it. But they thought it was the New Yorker magazine had just come out about that same time. And they thought they would compete. Well, they couldn't compete. But it was a magazine they called Limelight, and it was social, directly social.
Okay. Now, you mentioned to me when we were just chatting that you also took pictures. So tell me about that.
Well, that was, I didn't know anything about taking pictures. I just took the camera and they'd show me where to push the button and I'd do it. And one time I had to go to South Lyon. Near there someplace was a big farm and they were having a big turkey dinner. Hundreds of legs and wings of turkeys.
Hmm.
and I had to go out there to take pictures of that. Whenever there was a meeting of a society for the Business and Professional Women's Club, I had that one time to take some pictures of that place. And of the man that owned a jewelry store, I just, wherever I went, and there was a news item, I'd get, take the camera along.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know much about it.
Okay, so you...
But I learned.
You not only then, wrote the articles, you also took the pictures.
And we had another column in the paper about 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I would go up in the second floor of the building and get a hold of the old papers and just write what happened 50 years ago that day.
Oh, okay.
And that sort of...
50 years ago to the same day, and what had happened 50 years ago. That would be interesting.
But if we had 10 pages, that was a big paper.
Uh-huh.
And now it's about 40 pages.
Well, they didn't do all the advertising, I don't suppose, that they do today.
Oh, no, they have a terrific amount of advertising now.
And now they've incorporated other areas as well as Northville into the paper.
Novi, South Lyon, and Brighton.
But I would imagine, did you find it an interesting experience when you worked with the Northville Record?
Yeah, I did. It was very, and I liked it. That was very interesting.
And you said the gentleman's name was Glenn Cummings.
Glenn Cummings. And then he sold it to Bill Sliger, S-L-I-G-E-R.
Uh-huh. Mr. Cummings was quite a gentleman.
Yes, he was a very fine gentleman.
Okay. And then what did he do after he sold the Northville Record?
Well, he opened up a business of publishing bonds for different companies that needed them.
Stockbroker? He was like a stockbroker.
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he had a printer, and then they had their own little building. It's a building in between here and Northville and Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what... Then they just retired and they went to Texas to live.
Uh-huh.
Died there about 2-3 years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, you mentioned to me that your husband died in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
That was at a relatively young age. How old was he?
60.
He was 60 years old. So, and then since that time, and you're in your 90s now, and your mother was with you for 24 years.
She died in 1957.
She died in 57, and your husband died 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went to Ann Arbor then to be a house mother. No, I was working for the city.
Uh-huh.
And I kept that, but then I quit and went to Ann Arbor as a house mother.
Okay, you were working for the city of Northville at the time. Okay, in the city clerk's office.
Yes, right.
Okay, and then went to Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan, and became a house mother in one of the sororities.
Yes.
Okay. How'd you like that experience?
Well, that was something I could write a book on that. I wouldn't go into that right now. But it was very interesting, too, for the cultural things that Michigan University offered.
Mm-hmm.
That we had access to was great.
Okay. Now let me see. There's something else here that I wanted to ask you about. If I can find it on my notes. Yes. The Northville Review Club, which was a book club.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was started by Louise Bryan, and Carl Bryan was very active in the Presbyterian Church, sang in the choir. They had a very small choir then. They have a huge choir now, but then they had about 4 or 5 people in it. And it was a good choir. But she felt Northville could support a little book club, so they called it the Northville Review Club.
Mm-hmm.
And just invited people that they thought would be interested in it. And at one time, we had about 18 members. And now there are about 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going.
Okay. Mention some of the names of some. I think you told me that it's been in existence for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mention some of the names of some of the ladies that belong to that Northville Review Club, because I think that would be interesting.
Well, Elizabeth Chapman was one, but so many have. And Helen McCarthy, and Mrs. Eaton, Levi Eaton. They were prominent in Northville. Advanced Masters was a member. Kind of hard to remember all of them.
But these were rather prominent names,
yes,
in Northville.
They were.
And this is a club that's been in existence 45 years, and you're still active in the club. In fact, I think you told me you're the oldest member.
Yeah.
And you're doing a book review now.
Yeah, I'm going to do one. I think I'm supposed to do for this month.
Well, that's great. Social life in Northville. You came as a fairly new married couple. What kind of social life were offered in Northville in 1937?
Well, the social life was mild. I mean, it was just visiting, dinners at each other's homes, and football games.
Okay, tell me about football games.
Well, people would always go and take an extra couple with them.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they had, they'd take their lunch
uh-huh.
in the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
What do they call it?
Tailgating?
Yeah, tailgating.
That would be the
chicken
predecessor to tailgating. Where were the games held?
In Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay, University of Michigan mm-hmm. football games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you were referring to the high school football games.
No.
Okay. And now, what other social activities were offered in the Northville area?
Really, nothing. Other than going to football games and going to out for dinner,
uh-huh.
but that was it. It was very quiet. It's a quiet little town. That's what we liked.
Okay, you did mention to me that you thought there was a roller skating rink here at one time.
I think when I first came here, it was on the way out.
Uh-huh.
But there had been one, and I think it was just going.
And that would be primarily for young people,
yes.
teenagers, that type of thing. What about dances?
There weren't very many. They had been having the dances, the Pastime Club, they called it.
Pastime?
Past.
Oh, Pastime.
Pastime.
Pastime Club.
And just people got together with their own groups.
Uh-huh.
And there were several. And the card playing bridge. Eight couples probably, and having dinner. Just very nice social life.
So a lot of the social life was centered around the homes.
Did you belong
to a bridge club?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that there were several couples that were in this bridge
club?
Well,
I belonged to one that was just women.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But there was one that was for a couple.
Uh-huh. And then you would go to each other's homes
mm-hmm.
for these bridge
mm-hmm.
games? Okay. Well, that's good.
I think we met once a month. I kind of forgot. Or every 2 weeks, I've forgotten now.
All right, so the home was...
And that went on for years and years, so there wasn't anybody left of the original group. Just like the book club, I think I'm about the only one left now.
Uh-huh.
Outside of Vance.
The home, then, was an important center of social life.
Yes,
in Northville.
It was.
Because there wasn't a lot of other things available.
No, and people liked it that way. If they wanted some city life, they could go into play. We did go into Detroit to plays
uh-huh.
Very often.
Okay, let's talk about transportation. Now, here we're out in Northville, and it's probably 35 miles into downtown Detroit. How would you get there?
I drove.
Your own car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, were there some other options if you didn't
want to drive?
No,
I don't think there were any. There were streetcars. You could go what did they call it, Seven Point, the conversion of 8 and 7 Mile and Grand River.
Okay.
And
right.
you could go in there and get a streetcar.
Okay.
Or a bus.
Okay.
Streetcar, I think.
All right, now.
But most everybody drove their own car.
Okay, what about, was there an interurban?
No, not when I came here. The interurban tracks were still on Main Street.
Okay.
It had not been removed. And then as it went down past, up Griswold,
uh-huh.
and then on out 8 Mile, for quite a while there was a space on the right on the south side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Where the track had been.
Okay.
Of course, that's all gone now.
Okay, so at one time there was an interurban out here.
Yeah,
this was before you came
here
to Northville.
Here, I went to Farmington.
Okay.
And then from Farmington on into Detroit.
All right, what about if you wanted to go to Plymouth? You'd have to go by car, or was there some other kind of transportation?
No, I'd not. No, you had to drive yourself.
Had to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, you talked about some of the stores and markets and places in downtown Northville. For example, you mentioned the meat markets. And then the peculiar thing about what was on the second floor of the meat market, you want to tell us about that?
Well, there was a theater, and there were, and when my daughter was in high school, or it might have been before that, they took the class now up there to look at it, look it over and see what it was like, and it had a box on each side of the stage.
Uh-huh.
It was very small. And there was an old theater program up on the floor that had been there for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the oldest theater in Wayne County, I think.
Could that have been an old opera house?
No, I don't know that you'd call it an opera house. It was still there, but not being used.
Okay.
And it was rather... not recommended that they get a crowd up there.
It was condemned?
I
it was
think
considered
so.
To be
I
a fire
so.
A fire hazard.
But then Mr. Cummings, you want that?
Sure.
When this was going to be torn down, he was building a house on the 6 Mile in the Plymouth Northville Road. And he wanted the bricks that were in that old theater, so he couldn't, I guess whether he bought them or whether they gave them to him, I don't know. I don't know, but he built a darling two-bedroom home on that corner out there.
Mm.
Those bricks.
Okay, you were mentioning earlier about the meat market, and it had
sawdust. Well, yes, there were three meat markets, the Hill Brothers, and one that was in the old theater building, and then Charlie Lefevre
mm-hmm.
on Main Street. Was where the hole in the wall store.
Oh yeah, Gennetti's. Yeah.
And those, there were markets. They all had meat.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a Kroger store and a D&C grocery store where I think where that fabric shop is.
Oh yes, yeah.
Mr. Cowie.
Uh-huh.
And trying to think what else it was.
What about that old dime store, which is now closed up and moved out?
Oh,
and
that.
Black's Hardware is there now.
Everybody in town is upset about losing that 10-cent store. We called it because
right.
you could get anything there. Now we have, they have a store in South Lyon, don't they?
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
So if you wonder why you can't get you want something they used to have at the D&C, you can go to South Lyon.
Oh, to South Lyon.
Yeah, I thought I'm not going to buy anything at that hardware store. Took our D&C store away.
Well, apparently, as I was understood, they raised the rent on it, and the people said they just couldn't
probably.
Make money.
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
Your husband had a membership in the Meadowbrook Country Club. And as I understand it, the Meadowbrook Country Club is an old, old club. It's a golf club. Do you have any idea how old that club
no,
is?
No, I don't. His company gave him a membership for that when we moved here.
Uh-huh.
And his company was located in Jackson. But, no, I don't know. But I know that the Yerkes family figured in some way in that, and for a long time, the building that was the, where they kept the clubs and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened to it.
Uh-huh.
It's torn down. But it was, it seemed to me it was a Yerkes farm.
Uh-huh.
might have been part of the
Margaret Yerkes, I'm sure, could tell you that.
Okay, so it might have been part of the Yerkes property then.
Yes.
That became the Meadowbrook Country
and
Club.
Then, well, there were a lot of the, I think, four Yerkes brothers that settled out here. There's another Yerkes house on 8 Mile that I notice now is all boarded up because it was being ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, I'm sure there was one where the golf course is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of that you want to tell me about? We've talked about your working on the North Hill Record as a society editor, and you've talked about working in the city clerk's office and your responsibilities there. We had talked a little bit about social life. You're belonging to the Northville.
We came here because it was a small town and we thought it would be a nice town to raise a child, get out of the city. We had no desire to live in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
And still you had the benefit of choice. You could go to Detroit, to the stores, and we did. I wouldn't drive down there for anything now.
Do you have any idea what the population of Northville might have been when you came in 1937?
Around 3,000, I think.
Around 3,000. And I presume there were still a lot of farms.
Maybe not that much, but it was around there.
Okay, and I'm assuming there were still a lot of farms in this area.
Well, yes. We used to have a harvest festival at the Presbyterian Church every fall. And there'd be bushels of apples and vegetables. From farm homes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There still were a few farms.
Now, I noticed there are still a lot of horses around here. Drive out 8 Mile and you can see horse farms.
Yes, there are.
Are horse farms very prominent in this area?
Yeah, they seem to be.
Do you think
they were racing. When they had the Harvest Festival, they always had horse races.
Okay.
But there was no betting.
Uh-huh.
And that betting came in. Well, I don't know. I was here.
After
we came here.
Where did the races take place?
Right down where the track is.
Okay, where the Northville
Downs
is now.
Yes, right.
That's where the races
took
place.
But there was just one grandstand.
Uh-huh.
Just a wooden grandstand where you sat rain or shine, but but no tote board.
Uh-huh. Okay, no betting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that might be why there were so many horse farms out here, because they used Northville Downs for racing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea, was Northville Downs there at the time you moved here in 1937?
Well, the track was there.
The track was there.
But I don't think they called it Northville Downs.
Okay.
It was just a track.
Track, okay. And so they had these races. Speaking of festivals, what about, are you familiar with what I heard was called the Wayne County Fair?
No, I never went. Did I go to that? I don't remember. No, I don't think I ever went to the fair, but they do still have it, I think.
Okay, so there was such a thing.
Yes, and they had horse racing there.
Now, do you have any idea where that Wayne County Fair took place?
Well, way out Woodward someplace.
Okay.
Over in that area.
Okay.
Way out in the country. But it would have been what probably isn't the country now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they have a fair out there.
Okay, well now we have, in Detroit, there's the State Fair, which is on Woodward Avenue at 8 Mile. But I was given to understand that at one time, and maybe it was before you moved here, they used to have a Wayne County Fair that was held right out here in Northville somewhere.
Yeah, they did. Oh, I know. We had a fair.
Okay.
I don't remember that it was in Wayne County.
Okay. Well, this has been an interesting interview, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, well, I don't think I've been very interesting.
Thank you. I put the tape back on for just a minute because I just recalled something that that Mrs. Duerson mentioned earlier when we were talking, and that involved a horse and buggy incident, and she doesn't know the validity of it, but it's an interesting story, and it involved Ruth Yerkes Berkman. You want to tell us about that?
Well, she told me herself that this was her experience, and she was driving a buggy, a horse and buggy, and the horse ran away with her. And it took her across Grand River and out to Wall Lake until it ran into Wall Lake, and there it stopped because it couldn't go any farther. But I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be lying about it, because I think that was for the books, that ride.
Uh-huh. That would be quite a trip.
Well, yes, because it was a dirt road, you know, it wasn't paved or anything. That horse was thirsty, I guess. I don't know what else.
It went all the way to Wall Lake to get water. Well, that was interesting. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.